Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tough Old Bird, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Was there something, though, that drove you to continue writing? And do you write the lyrics for a lot of the tunes that you guys do?
I think when we first started out, I did. At this point, we both write about an equal share of the songs. I've just always loved writing. I've always loved reading and, you know, it's just my thing. I don't know.
Yeah. How is it to collaborate on tunes lyrically?
We almost never do that, honestly. We write separately. And then we'd sort of bring our songs together when they're about ready to be done, and then we just kind of finish them up together. Huh. So we don't do a lot of co-writing, although we've done it a couple of times.
Nate's really good at telling me when I've written something that's not good.
Yeah.
We both check each other pretty well, I think.
The Ferris wheel turned and the last light burned. Out on the horizon, a fisherman was waiting. I don't know what to say, so I'll just let it slide. Tomorrow is coming, and oh, how I hate him. The kings were in their tombs, and the maids made up the room. The fairground lights, they were swinging, they were blinking. I washed my hands and straightened out my shirt. It was 19 and 12, then the great ship was sinking. And I marked your page with the ace of spades, and I rode through the rust belt with the hardened and forsaken. Somebody on that station said a judgment's on the way. Can you tell me if it's me or the floorboards that are shaking in the windows and the walls? The alleys and the halls, I'm surrounded by ghosts, and most of them still living. Great God Almighty, can I just have some peace? You're in the wrong place if you're in need of forgiveness. Song of the land, but I couldn't understand it, and I wrote it all down and sent it on back home. The sheriff said, boys, come on, we're having us a hanging, and I want to settle down in a red dirt town somewhere out west where the great beasts are buried in the footsteps of our fathers in the shadows of the clouds. I killed you for your horns and left you lying on the prairie, yeah. And that's all behind me now, and in case you're wondering how, I washed it down with water and I felt all right. I've taken so much more than I ever could pay back. Just the dogs and me, we're gonna rest here tonight. And a storm is rising on the plains. You can almost taste the rain. Yes, I got your letter, and I surely plan to read it. I feel just like that fisherman at night out on the lake. There's a shore out there somewhere, but it's too dark to see.
These guys have a couple of CDs. Gamblin' Days was their first collection of tunes. It came out several years ago, I think, before they were on the program last.
I think so, yeah.
Now you have a new collection of tunes.
The new EP we put out, I think, early this year, is called Where the Great Beasts Are Buried, which is a line from Fisherman. We recorded the whole thing at home, as opposed to Gamblin' Days, which is recorded over like a weekend in a professional studio, and then this one was recorded over like 6 months in our kitchen and our mom's house and a variety of other places. I think we wanted to, I guess, be a little bit more deliberate about the songs that we put on there thematically and thinking that they all kind of went together, and then finding a certain sound for them all that all matched, I think.
I'm breathing hard in the mountain air. The trail is long, but I don't care. If I reach the end and find you there, I swear I'm not going home. Well, it's quiet this time of year, but on summer nights like this one here, something whispers in my ear. It's clear for a moment, then it's gone. Made my bed beneath chestnut tree, just like the one that used to be behind your mother's house, where we could see the lights spinning round. Look at all the fireflies, I caught one jar one time. I like to look into the light. The night was not for me. Oh, but a jar full, it's not enough. could, I'd stay a thousand years. And the water is like a meter, I'll be here for a while, but not long. So here's to all the chestnut trees and the yellow dawn.
Do you have a folk music community where you live?
Yeah, there's quite a few folk bands in Buffalo and Rochester, and we've met a lot of cool people. We stole our bass player from another band. I don't know if there's a cohesive scene that belongs to any genre up there. There's, you know, like indie rock and punk bands,
yeah, right.
And a lot of jam bands in New York. I don't know what's up with that.
There's a lot of musicians that come out of Western New York, I think. There's three or four bands that have come out of our town over time who have all really done some really great stuff, and for a town that has maybe 2,000 people in it, I think it's pretty amazing for some reason that it's such a, you know, hub for musicians and artists.
Definitely check out the Barry Brothers. They're a cool band from Fillmore, New York. More of a rock band, but with kind of a rootsy feel to it. We've known those guys for a long time. They're killer band. Folk Faces are pretty awesome. They're from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. It's a really great string band. Slash old-time band called the Brothers Blue from the Finger Lakes region. We met them a few years ago at like a emerging artist showcase at a folk festival in Rochester, and they're really, really good, excellent musicians.
Yeah. Our buddy Alex Smith from up in the Adirondacks.
That's right.
Killer singer-songwriter, really good.
Took my keys from the dresser drawer. Took your name and I carved it in the door. Whoever lives here next, I'm sure. Whoever lives here next, I'm sure. Oh, I had money, the pale, but I spent it all on comic books, sweet ginger ale, and I loved you like a child. Guess I've seen everything I came here to see. I found a rocking chair that looks real good on me, and I rock it back and forth. And I rock it back and forth. Oh, it's always quiet up here in the great wide north. Oh, but the choir, it did like to make me cry in the church across the street, singing by and by. There's a better home a better home waiting in the sky. Oh, by and by, Lord, by and by. Oh, by and by, by and by. By and by, by and by.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Tough Old Bird for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Trevor North and Ryan Zenka. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical traditions and artists of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Tough Old Bird.
Silence that hung on Tioga River Valley, and the shaking Scabney boys clinging to their mother's arms. I'd rather be an honest man in that ancient country, singing, Lord, can you hear my hammer ringing where you're from? Well, the brave-faced king said up to his queen, I'm sinking. Well, if this ain't the Holy Ghost, then I don't. Blood in the keep, and the light in the apse is turning on. She whispered on dark trees, pitching over slowly to go. May the old
crescents waning over. The mourning doves all in wait on their bow hand vine. Now meet again with my father's father someday whistle. Parker, do you hear my hammer ringing in the sky? Oh, 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 oh. Tioga River Valley, she could scare me, boy, she sure had a mother's eyes. And I'll meet again with my father's father's son.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank the Corrigan brothers, Matthew and Nathan, Tough Old Bird, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.